Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. All the interviews in this series can be found at strugglingteens.com, along with 26 years of essays, visit reports, and press releases relating to the network of private, parent-choice residential schools and programs working with teens and young people making poor decisions. Today is October the 9th, 2015, and we're going to talk about wilderness and family. My guest is Jason McCowan. Good afternoon, Jason. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Lon.
Well, Jason is a licensed marriage and family counselor, and he's been working with families of struggling teens for over a decade. He's worked in a variety of effective treatment settings and more recently at Trails Carolina Wilderness Program. Jason has combined his skills of wilderness experiential therapy with teens and his passion for working with family systems to develop meaningful therapeutic program for the whole family. He is presently the director of the Trails Family Institute. And so the topic is the family into wilderness. And what do you mean getting the family into wilderness? Could you sort of start with that, Jason?
Absolutely. It's a great question, Lon. One of the things that I find really fascinating when I talk with families and really sit down, and especially with parents, asking how much quality time do you say in a given day you have with your child? And usually most parents will average a statement somewhere between 15 minutes to 45 minutes to maybe an hour at the absolute most of really quality time. Technology put away, not trying to fix things or inquire about things, but really just being together. And out of a 24-hour day, that's a very short, limited period of time. Our lives have gotten very, very busy these days. And one of the great things about wilderness and nature is the opportunity to remove some of those distractions from our lives and really reconnect as a family, which sometimes we don't oftentimes have the ability to do due to that busyness. So as families come together, especially in nature, they find that there is a huge amount of discovery within their relationships of their interests, their pursuits, their commonalities, and their passions. And many families end up sharing with me how they really feel like they're kind of getting to know the members of their family again for the first time, which I think is a great way of looking at family reconnection.
Okay, now the families you're talking about are working with primarily or exclusively, their children are in a wilderness program, and so this is a supplement to the work you're doing with the child?
That is correct, yes. We refer to it as kind of a parallel process, the ability to both offer quality work on an individual level for the adolescent or struggling teen, and then also being able to really affect change on the family system to allow that teen to have a more successful treatment process while in treatment, as well as to have long-term successes in the future. And the family system is a huge, huge part of that.
What do you do with them? Is this a hiking as a family, or is it camping out, or what are some of the things the family might do? And this includes the kid takes a break from the formal therapy in order to work with the family system too, right?
Yes, in a way. Usually either in our program or for families outside of our program that are interested in becoming, you know, just closer together and being a stronger family, we have an adventure therapy-based model. So we do a lot of activities, initiatives, and things that will both be memorable and meaningful as a family to say we've never really had this experience before, or we've wanted to have this experience, whether it's rock climbing or horseback riding, but also in that process, challenging them in their communication patterns and their personality styles and ability to really talk about what comes up for them personally and how that affects their relationships with the family and how they can communicate more effectively now that they've learned those things.
It sounds to me like if a family is having some communication problems, the kids are being a little secretive or mom or dad are too busy or something, and the communication is weakening and they sense that, you might be a good person to call to see about working on that, right?
Absolutely, yes. Whether teenagers are communicating their needs in aggressive and passive-aggressive ways or whether they're really stoic and quiet and shut down, we find that we can usually help them begin to open up and help teach the family how to open up that communication pathway both ways so that it's not all about their child, but the relationships can be a two-way street.
Okay, let's talk if this is the family. A family has some problems and wants to come to you. About how long would they be there? And what, you put together some adventure activities that they might be interested in, or do you have certain ones, mainstays? Just explain a little bit more on that, make it a little bit clearer.
Yeah, absolutely. We usually run about a four-day experience. We refer to it as Common Ground, and the title really being that goal for our families is to help them find this common ground together. Through there, we do try to be mindful of families' needs. So we provide family assessments, both quantitative and qualitative, to really identify the areas in the family that they might be struggling, that their strengths are based in, so that when a family comes, we can cater both the level of adventure and the level of therapy to each other's kind of learning styles, personality preferences, and family needs so that that experience can be a really powerful one. I would say across the board, we get families out in nature as much as possible in a comfortable setting to allow them to experience each other and experience what comes up for them. So that classically happens per family. The level of adventure, whether we go kayaking or mountain climbing, rock climbing, hiking, really is based on the physical limitations or desires of that particular family. With that, though, they receive a lot of therapy, a lot of processing, and ability to have fun. It's amazing. A lot of the initiatives that we give the families are ones that are both powerful for them, but also meaningful in their ability to talk and laugh with each other. Had a family that had two sons and wanted to get them up kind of doing some rock climbing, and we had dad able to see the students, their kids climbing up the wall, but mom could not see the students. And both of their kids were blindfolded, having to climb up the wall. And a powerful experience for them was both mom and dad saying, "We communicate very differently, and both of our kids were up on that wall blindfolded and feeling really confused and not sure what to do. And our goal is we've got to learn how to communicate effectively on the same page if our kids are going to get to their goals." So it's initiatives and kind of fun activities like that that allow them on a safe place to be able to identify what they need to work on in a non-accusatory or blaming kind of way and just figure out how we can improve that.
What sort of results have you seen? Can you think of some of the specific examples of specific results, that insights that parents have developed that will help them when they go back home?
Yes. With some of the quantitative assessments, we have found both the family communication and satisfaction on some of the assessments that we run are substantially increased after that period of time. Parents report a level of confidence in their parenting that they've been able to either witness our staff and our professionals model for them ways to handle conflict or refusal from their teen, so that they feel better equipped to do that at home. And as parents have had the opportunity to practice those skills themselves and feel a better comfort level.
How about the student themselves? What sort of reactions have they had to this thing? Did they get some insights that, hey, maybe mom and dad aren't so stupid?
That's a great piece. And yes, most of the time students usually walk away saying, I feel like I see my parent not as a person who's trying to control my life anymore, but as a person who is trying to help me and guide me in my life. And they felt like their parents better have a sense of attunement or awareness of the things that are important for them and how they are communicating their needs. Even though maybe I don't need to go to that party, but a parent really hearing that that party is important to me is really what I'm looking for. And so many students have been able to report, I feel like my parents really listen to me, and then I'm not going to be saying things like they don't get me or they don't understand me anymore, because now they do.
Now, you use the wilderness. One last question, and then we've got to wrap it up. But one last question is the wilderness. Is that key, or could this be done without the wilderness, or is it just wilderness so much a better place for it? I presume electronic devices are banned.
That's correct, yep. Unless families are just needing it for checking in with family members or emergencies, we try to let that be the case. Mm-hmm. I think it is definitely doable outside of the wilderness. However, the impact and the power of it being such a corrective emotional experience really, really happens in nature. We had families last week, they found, since it's leaf season, found different leaves that kind of designed their family. And we're able to come together and talk about the different colors in their families and the different shapes that each person brings to their family. Just a really powerful experience. And they all took those leaves and pressed them. And now they have them kind of up on display in their home to be able to remind them of the colors and the differences in their families and what they can do to be together. So I find that the wilderness is a very vital key to families reconnecting.
All right, well, let's wrap it up. Could you talk a little bit about Trails Family Institute and how to get a hold of it? Somebody's interested in talking to you or finding out more about Trails Family Institute or this whole idea behind it. How would they get a hold of you?
Yeah, great question. So first, you could reach out to the trailscarolina.com website, find out more information, and contact us through there. You can also reach out to me at familytherapist@trailscarolina.com. And in doing so, the Trails Family Institute is really focused on taking great families that are struggling in one way or another, or just want to improve their quality of communication and connection with each other, and to help them do that through quality assessments and effective therapies and resources to help them do so.
Well, it's good that there's a family resource there that families can rely upon. Thank you very much. This is Lon Woodbury of the Woodbury Report. Been talking about the family into wilderness with Jason McCowan, the director of Trails Family Institute. And thank you very much, Jason, for your time. Good to have you here.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.